Well, Francine, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy I could just shit. Why haven't you called me back yet? Just damn you. You're in a heap of big trouble now, boy. I despise you. Why aren't you home? Swear to God, you make me so mad sometimes, Francine. Where are you? You're probably out having hot sex like you were earlier this week, and possibly last night, too. You better turn off this message if there's anyone else around listening in, because you're not going to want them to hear what the rest of what I have to say. Now, Francine, you best call me as soon as you get this message, you little creep. Frank, this is Rick. I would just like to make one thing perfectly clear to you. If anyone calls you and says anything about wanting any of stuff, you're not to tell them that I've already bought some. They can just arrange it on their own. I'm not sharing it this time. Do I make myself crystal clear? Damn you. Just damn it. Frank, where are you? You have not called me. Frank, it is almost 4:30, and I haven't heard from you once all afternoon. Now, I don't know who in the hell you think you are, or how you think you can get away with this, but you can't. So you better just call and take your dose of medicine. Frank, where the hell are you? Where are you? Damn you. Why haven't you called me yet? Huh? Well, so I hear you've got plans tomorrow night that don't include me. Frank, where are you? I need help. You're the only person that can help me. And you're never there when I need you. And you never call me up anymore or make plans to do anything with me anymore. And you're always doing things with other people, but you can't seem to find time for me. And I know that you didn't come home last night because I drove by your house this morning and your porch light is still on and your car is gone. And I want to know everything. But seriously, give me a call. I need your help on something with my, this thermostat that you installed for me. It broke, and there's some questions about the wiring here, and I can't get my air conditioning to work. And I think it has to do with one a particular red wire, and I think you have the answer to my problem. Thank you. Why haven't you called me back yet? I'm tired of getting my feelings hurt. I can't believe you would call and give me arrogant attitude on the phone like you did last night, you bitch. You're in trouble now. Just you wait. Francine, I missed you. Frank, when your answering machine answers the phone, why does it say, "Hi, this is Frank"? First of all, the machine is not Frank. And second of all, if we're calling your number, we know who we want to talk to. Where in the fuck are you? Well, Francine, it looks like it's getting ready to rain again, and I just got back. So I don't guess I'm going to make it up there to help you take your tree down. I'm back home, but I'm out in the yard now. So if you want to call me back, you may. Perhaps. I hate you. Now, Frank, don't you be calling me looking for something to do tonight. I don't want to be pestered by you. You bitch, you better call me as soon as you get this message. Now you're terrified I'm going to be wanting something to do tonight and that I'm going to want to take up your precious time. Well, now you have gone and made me absolutely livid. Just you wait. My hatred for you is exceeded only by the stupidness of the answering machine message you guys have left.